The impression of the police officer screaming at the crowd with his rifle raised, as has been seen on multiple occasions in Ferguson recently, is as much responsible for the rioting as the protesters themselves, according to ESIM. It is also, in part, a reflection of the notion that if the only tool you have is a hammer, you treat everything as a nail. Lost in the mass media coverage of the unrest in Ferguson was a similar shooting death of a 20-year-old white man in Salt Lake City on August 11th. This death also caused public demonstrations, yet the police response was quite different. Dylan Taylor, along with his brother and a cousin, were confronted by city police outside a convenience store. Ordered to stop, Taylor continued walking and was fatally shot in the chest after police claimed he reached into his waistband. The officer who shot him was non-white, according to Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank, in response to concerns of racial profiling given that Dylan Taylor was Hispanic. Jarrell Taylor said his brother was wearing earphones and did not realize what was happening, and that Dylan was reaching for his cell phone. He got confused. He went to pull up his pants to get on the ground and they shot him, he told the media. Adding to the questions over the Taylor death was the fact that police found no weapons at the scene and later released Taylor's brother and cousin without charges. Chief Burbank also caused concern when he announced that the policeman who shot Taylor was wearing a body camera that recorded the entire affair, but he declined to make it public, saying, "It would be wholly inappropriate to take the most vital piece of evidence that we have and put it out to the public prior to the officer having some due process." During the following week, demonstrators marched in Salt Lake City to protest what they felt was a wrongful shooting by police, but the comparison between this event and those in Ferguson was stark. Unlike Ferguson, there was no rioting or looting, and the police presence was kept minimal. "If we show up wearing riot gear, it says throw rocks and boulders at us," explained Burbank. "I didn't send officers out wearing riot gear to talk to the protesters who were out in front of the building yesterday." The difference in protests as well as the police response was not lost on some commentators. While friends of Taylor's and some others have protested the shooting, there have been no riots or violence, no radicals streaming in to agitate, no national media interest at all, and complete indifference from the Attorney General and POTUS, President of the United States, in stark contrast to their concern for the late strong-arm robber Michael Brown, wrote Thomas Lifson in the internet publication American Thinker. "It is hard to escape the conclusion that some unarmed victims of police shootings are more important to the political and media leadership of America than others."